Borg was we had a great thing, the three of us. We had a great rivalry because our attitudes fit each other. Borg was a very quiet, very keep your emotion inside person and never really let any of his emotions out. Played the baseline with massive topspin, was a great athlete, moved well, but hardly ever came to the net. I liked playing him because I was always the aggressor. I was the one trying to get into the net. I was always forced into play. I wasn't going to let him stay back and just run me ragged all day. And it was his attitude, which was very quiet and very subdued against my attitude of, you know, going berserk, going crazy, and playing the forceful game. That's why he fit in with McEnroe. It was the same kind of clash. I fit with McEnroe because it was just the opposite. We had two personalities that were exactly the same, that weren't afraid to back off or run the other way from each other. And his game fit into my game. His serve and volley game was his forte. My return to serve was my game. And we kind of fit into each other, which produced our best tennis. And the rivalry we had between the three of us was something that I don't think will ever be matched again in sports, in tennis, in because we had three guys who were the best at the same time. Borg was winning Wimbledon while I was winning the Open. McEnroe was winning Wimbledon while I was winning the Open. You know, and everybody was chasing each other at the time, trying to get that little upper hand on why I consider myself the best, or why Borg's the best, or why McEnroe's the best. And frankly, if anybody deserves an explanation of why Borg got out of the game, it's myself and McEnroe. Because of what we had. What we had was very special, and I don't think that ever happened again.